Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 7, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about CFTC cannot locate man responsible for over $140 million crypto Ponzi. The United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, is having trouble locating Benjamin Reynolds, who is allegedly responsible for a cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme worth over $140 million. Financial news outlet Finance Feeds reported on January 6 that the CFTC has filed a motion with the New York Southern District Court. More precisely, the regulator filed for the service of process on Reynolds by publication on the Daily Telegraph and extending for 60 days the time limit by which the service must be effected on him and his firm. A major Bitcoin Ponzi scheme. In mid-June, the CFTC launched action against the company over an alleged $147 million Bitcoin (BTC) Ponzi. The CFTC filed against the Reynolds with the aforementioned court for allegedly defrauding over 1,000 investors of at least 22,858 Bitcoin. In a memorandum accompanying the motion, the regulator reportedly explains that it attempted to serve Reynolds at the address listed as his service address in the incorporation papers of Control Finance, the firm that managed the scheme. When the process server arrived at the address, he discovered that it does not actually exist. The CFTC also tried to email Reynolds at the only known email address associated with him and his company, but got back an error message indicating that the message could not be delivered. The regulator learned from affected investors that the Ulsan District Prosecutor's Office in South Korea is also investigating the scheme, but had similarly failed to contact Reynolds. Cryptocurrency scams. Scammers have long been using the speculative enthusiasm surrounding cryptocurrencies to lure in and defraud unsuspecting investors. As Cointelegraph reported, Bitcoin scam ads featuring the likeness of Martin Lewis have continued to appear on social media despite Lewis' previous efforts to prevent such illegal practices. One particularly famous cryptocurrency-related scam is OneCoin, which was a $4 billion pyramid scheme. The scam was first discovered in May 2015. However, proceedings are still ongoing, and OneCoin's website shut down only at the beginning of December last year. Law enforcement data requests rose by almost 50% in 2019, says Kraken. Cryptocurrency exchange Kraken has said the cost of responding to law enforcement requests for user data is rising sharply year on year. In a tweet on Tuesday, the firm posted an infographic teasing its new 2019 transparency report, indicating it had received 710 information requests in total, 49% more than in 2018. Last year, the exchange received 475 requests and just 160 were dealt with in 2017. The country issuing most requests in 2019 was the U.S. with 432, almost 61% of the total. The FBI issues most requests of the U.S. agencies, followed by the Drug Enforcement Administration (DEA) and Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE). The U.K. was the second nation in terms of request volume, with 86, 12%, followed by Germany, 44, and Italy, 20. Further set out in the infographic, of 1,222 user accounts affected by requests, 62% had data returned to the issuing agency. The remaining 28% were non-valid, meaning they did not meet local legal requirements or Kraken's policy on law enforcement requests. Kraken co-founder and CEO Jesse Powell said in a tweet the cost of servicing such law enforcement requests in a high-wage market, the firm is based in California, was more than $1 million in 2019. Several things contribute to the cost. Older business with more than 8 years of data, millions of accounts, high security around accessibility of personal data, the good stuff is all encrypted and hard, slow, impossible to search, export in bulk, upside being it's that way for hackers too, he said in another post. DAO platform Aragon begins recruiting jurors for tokenized court. Aragon has started the process for recruiting human jurors as the governance protocol prepares to launch its decentralized court system. As of 1600 Coordinated Universal Time Tuesday, community members will be able to exchange the project's ANT tokens for newly minted Aragon Network Juror ANJ tokens that will be used for staking on its dispute resolution platform. The pre-activation window, open until the launch of Aragon Court on February 10, will select the first class of jurors to adjudicate on cases brought before the court. Aragon provides the framework and tools needed to create decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs, ranging from multifaceted structures intended for thousands of users, to simple ones for just one or two people. Its court system will handle subjective disputes that require the judgment of human jurors, according to the official website. Becoming a juror is open to anyone who possesses a minimum of 10,000 staked and activated ANJ tokens. Each case is assigned three jurors who are selected randomly, with the chance of selection increasing with the size of an ANJ holding. Jurors then deliberate and rule on the dispute, earning a token reward for doing so. Jurors make their rulings independently, revealing their decision to the other jurors and those involved in the case. A juror who votes against the other two also loses his or her staked ANJ tokens, which are then redistributed to the two winning jurors. This is aimed at ensuring jurors' incentives are aligned with coming to the correct resolution, minimizing the chance of them being swayed to vote one way or another. Once the Aragon Court launches on February 10, there will no longer be a fixed conversion rate for ANT to ANJ. It will become a rate that will change dynamically depending on how many ANJ tokens are activated. Should the number of activated ANJ tokens fall too low, so too will the conversion rate. The ANT price has spiked ahead of the opening of deposits later Tuesday. Tokens are currently trading at just under 47 cents, according to CoinMarketCap, meaning a hopeful juror would currently need to exchange approximately $47 worth of tokens in order to be considered. Aragon launched on Ethereum in 2016. Last April, core developers submitted a proposal to begin funding a new version on the Polkadot protocol. Token holders vetoed the idea, concerned the move would lend support to a possible Ethereum rival. Correction, January 7, 2020, 1509 Coordinated Universal Time. This article previously said the ANJ staking amount would be worth $4,700 at the current spot value. In fact, jurors must stake $47. The error has been corrected. Digital currencies won't replace US dollar anytime soon, IMF chief economist. The chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said digital currencies are not about to challenge the US dollar's pivotal role in global trade. In an op-ed for the Financial Times on Tuesday, Geeta Gopinath, who took over as the IMF's chief economist in January 2019, wrote that although cryptocurrencies represented intriguing possibilities, they lacked the infrastructure and global acceptance needed to supplant the dollar as the preeminent global reserve currency. Advances in payment technologies do not address fundamental issues of what it takes to be a global reserve currency, Gopinath wrote. The dollar's status is bolstered by the institutions, rule of law and credible investor protection that the U.S. is seen as providing. The idea that digital currencies could directly challenge the greenback's dominance has been advocated by some leading economic figures. The outgoing governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, previously suggested a central bank digital currency, CBDC, backed by a basket of reserve currencies, a synthetic hegemonic currency, SHC, could benefit national economies as the process of globalization continues. But although SHCs could better rebalance global trade, they would have to be accepted globally, according to Gopinath. With many emerging markets, which are gradually making up more and more of global GDP, switching to the greenback, that is unlikely to happen anytime soon, she said. According to the IMF, the dollar made up more than 60% of global foreign exchange reserves in Q3 2019, having increased by more than $100 billion in the past year. The next largest, the euro, comprised only 20% of exchange reserves in the same period. In the past year, central banks have begun publicly talking about launching their own digital currencies. The People's Bank of China, PBOC, revealed in the summer it was close to launching its long-in-development digital yuan as an alternative to private initiatives like Libra, as well as raise the renminbi's status overseas. Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell said in November the U.S. Central Bank was exploring whether a digital dollar would even benefit the U.S. economy. The new chief of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, also recently said her institution should be ahead of the curve when it comes to CBDCs, though it needs to be clear on the objectives of a potential digital euro. The IMF has previously advocated research into digital currencies. When she was its head in 2016, Christine Lagarde said central bankers should seriously consider issuing CBDCs to encourage financial inclusion and improve the privacy of payments. But the IMF has also advised against premature adoption. In September 2018, it asked officials from the Marshall Islands to reconsider launching a digital currency that would work alongside the US dollar. Unless the country introduced strict anti-money laundering checks, an IMF report said, it could face losing crucial correspondent banking relationships with US banks, losing access to the dollar and effectively cutting the nation out of the global financial system. Bitcoin probes major resistance after 15% price rally. View: Bitcoin has tested the historically strong 100-day average resistance for the first time in over 2 months. An inverse head and shoulders breakout on the daily chart along with bullish short-term indicators suggest scope for a convincing move above the 100-day hurdle at $7,945. A break higher would strengthen the case for a rally to $8,700. The long-run outlook remains neutral with Bitcoin still trapped in a falling channel on the weekly chart. A long-term Bitcoin price resistance has come into play for the first time in 2 months. The widely tracked 100-day moving average (MA), currently located at $7,945, was breached in the early Asian trading hours, according to Bitstamp data. The move, however, ran out of steam at $8,000 and prices soon fell back below the major hurdle. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $7,870 on Bitstamp, representing a 14.8% gain from Friday's low of $6,853. The global average price, as calculated by CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index, currently stands at $7,860, up 4.6% on a 24-hour basis. The 100-day MA last came into play at the end of October. Back then, a UTC close above the average line had remained elusive for 3 straight days, starting from October 26 to October 28, as seen below. The sharp rise from October 26 lows near $7,400, which many linked to China's President Xi's encouraging comments on blockchain technology, ended with rejection above the 100-day average marked by a circle. Essentially, Bitcoin charted a bearish lower high with the failure at the average hurdle and ended up falling to lows below $6,500 in December. Hence, the 100-day MA at $7,945 is the level to watch out for in the next 24 hours. A UTC close higher will likely invite stronger buying. Technical charts indicate the odds are stacked in favor of a convincing move above the crucial average resistance. Bitcoin jumped 5.52% on Monday, confirming an inverse head and shoulders breakout on the daily chart. The bullish reversal pattern has opened the doors for a rise to $8,735, target as per the measured move method. The breakout is backed by ascending, bullish, 5- and 10-day averages. Further, the 14-day relative strength index is hovering at 63.51, the highest level since October 27, indicating strengthening bullish bias. The short-term bullish case would weaken if prices find acceptance under the former resistance turn support of the inverse head and shoulders neckline, currently at $7,586, although looks unlikely at press time. The head and shoulders breakout on the daily chart has confirmed the seller exhaustion signaled by a hammer candle created in the 7 days to December 22 and last week's doji candle. A bullish breakout on the weekly chart would be confirmed only if and when the 6-month falling channel is breached to the higher side. Currently, the channel resistance is located at $8,000. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.